You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government's planned expansion of police powers to allow them to charge people for sleeping in public and begging has generated a lot of community criticism, accusing the government of targeting homeless people who they are not offering alternatives to rough sleeping. To protest these moves and show support for our street whānau, community groups across Aotearoa are organising a national day of action to protest against the move-on orders proposed by the government this Sunday. To discuss the move-on orders and the day of action, I spoke to co-founder of Sunday Blessings, Danielle Legelai.
My name is Danielle Legelai. I'm co-founder of the organisation called Sunday Blessings Tamaki Makaurau Auckland. I'm also a criminal barrister. I've also had lived experience of homelessness as well, and I'm a mum.
I want to start us off today by getting you to introduce our listeners to the Day of Action. When is it, and what are you hoping people can achieve?
Cool. So the Day of Action is happening on Sunday, 29th of March, 2026. There's different activations going on all around New Zealand, but in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, in Auckland Central, we have an epic activation going on that starts with a rally at 5 p.m. up at Aotea Square, followed by a hikoi down to the Alan Marvel Centre, where the people at the rally and the march will be welcomed on by our Akarana Māori wardens and approximately 200 of our street whānau and people experiencing extreme food insecurity who usually attend Sunday Blessings. Then from approximately 6:15 till 12 a.m. we have various activities going on in the Alan Marvel Centre, which is at 2 Fireberg Place in Auckland Central. There will be Polynesian Panthers, there will be Kahui Te Kaha, who will be providing social support. We'll have, of course, Orange Sky there providing showers and washing services. We're going to have members of the clergy helping with kind of table talks about what their views are with what's going on. We will have poster making. We will have a movie night. And we will be centering at every step of the way at the Alan Marvel Centre our street whānau's voice and their well-being, and just standing with them as allies on the margin, saying that these proposed move-on orders are paru and we don't want them, and they will not work. What we want to achieve is a collective voice and a collective action to show our leadership that have proposed these orders that they're not okay, and we're prepared to stand up against them. And we're starting to organise and activate. Many, many groups will be down there, and it's going to be epic night.
Right, so from 6 till midnight, is that right? 6:15?
Well, so 5 p.m. is the rally. Yep, so 5 p.m. is the rally at Aotea Square. That's going to be have quite a few speakers, followed by hikoi. And hikoi will be happening down the footpath of Queen Street. Really important that we say that, because we're going to be engaging with people who are actually sleeping rough during the hikoi in a way that is not invasive, in a way that is shows tender love and care. And then at the Alan Marvel Centre, that will go from 6:15 till midnight.
Could you talk?
A three-part situation.
A three-part situation, okay.
Yeah.
Could you talk about your view on these move-on orders? What does it represent, and what does it say about us as a country right now that this is what we're facing with, and also about the people who are coming together to say this is rubbish?
Okay, well, look, the starting point is that this is not evidence-based. It is a knee-jerk reaction to people wanting to punish people for merely existing, people who are already marginalised, people who are experiencing a really traumatic situation, rough sleeping and being potentially arrested for sleeping or begging when they don't have anywhere else to go, is an absolutely disgusting move by the current leadership of our country. It doesn't work. Not only is it arguably a breach of human rights and a breach of te tiriti, it's also going to be something that clogs up our criminal justice system. And I just think it's a bad move on the ground. It's a bad move in the courts. And yeah, there's a lot of ways that we can try and prevent it, whether it's through submission, whether it's through activations like what we're doing, or whether it's through arming our street whānau with the tools that they need to ensure that they stay safe when they're outside.
In a personal conversation I had to someone who was sleeping rough recently, they were talking about how 501 deportees would receive a certain amount of grant from the government when they arrived, but people who were in New Zealand did not receive that kind of stuff. And not to litigate those claims, but rather to talk about the arbitrariness that a lot of support you can get if you're rough sleeping or if you're in those positions. There's a sense that these movement orders might be applied at the discretion of the police. And with that, that means inconsistencies. What does it mean to be adding this level of instability to people who are already facing a great degree of instability in their life?
Well, you've said a really interesting point there, the discretionary element of it. Now, we already know that the New Zealand police have, and this is a lot of research that's been done behind this, it's not me just name-calling, but they have acted in a way that is biased against Māori, against young people, against poor people, but in particular against Māori. So the discretionary element really bothers me. We're giving people powers that do not have the training to be working with people who are experiencing such hardship. That's something that's really gross. We also already have laws in place to prevent what we call antisocial behaviour, which is things that would be more closely more close to causing harm when people are outside. Of course, we don't want to see harmful behaviour going on, but the issue that I have with police being able to apply a discretionary test when they have a lack of training to be dealing with people who are forced to sleep outside during the day because it's very, very very, very dangerous to be sleeping at night, or forced to beg because they literally, quite literally, don't have the means to connect themselves up to support from WINS. Yeah, that. Which would come in with the begging provision. I have a real problem with that. It's going to cause trauma, okay? People have a connection to a place usually because they find it safe for that moment in time. A soft version of the move-on orders already happens, so people who are sleeping rough outside already are feeling unstable and paranoid and, you know, really psychologically challenged because they don't know, any noise that comes along, is that going to be moving on? Are my things going to be chucked out? Am I safe here if I sleep here? So to add another layer to that, where people can be arrested and detained overnight and have to go to court merely for existing in a country that fails and has a breach against the human rights of providing a home is an added layer of psychological warfare, in my view. And these people have been experiencing trauma for many, many years, often intergenerationally. So I think it's disproportionate, of course, but it's causing more harm to an already marginalised and traumatised person that we, the people, have a duty of care to be looking after.
Could you sketch out for us the pre-existing legal environment that you mentioned there? Like, what were police powers before this, and what are they going to be?
So, okay, keep in mind that we haven't seen a proposal of the bill. Okay, so we've seen, if you Google move on orders, you can see a proposed bill which relates to people protesting. Okay, so I'm really, really, really keen to get a copy of the bill and scrutinise it. But we do know for a fact that two things, and this is just Paul Goldsmith's announcement, that they want to add begging and sleeping to be able to arrest if people don't move on from doing that. What we have right now is we have good laws in place to prevent antisocial behaviour such as blocking entranceways, public entranceways, fighting, going to the toilet in public, things like that. So it's called, it comes under the disorderly behaviour kind of banner, and you can get a fine or a maximum sentence of imprisonment, and it ranges for a whole raft of charges that relate to antisocial behaviour in public. And the main issue for me is that, because of course we do want to have, we do want to eliminate behaviour that is harmful, okay, in a way that is not disproportionate to the act. But the issue that I have is rough sleeping. Is someone sleeping, is that really considered harmful to the community? Is someone begging, is that really considered harmful to the community? And is that actually going to get to the core root of the problem if we arrest and potentially they get fined or potentially they go to prison for a period of time? The laws that protect us, such as the trespass laws, things like that, they are in place and they can be used. What I fear is that our leadership is prioritising the look of our town of our country for tourists over the needs of our communities, in particular our Māori communities, which I keep bringing up because I consider this a breach of Te Tiriti o Waitangi because of the disproportionate numbers of Māori who are experiencing homelessness. I've done a slide, some slides that I shared with the Rainbow Church on what all the current laws are that you can be arrested for in relation to antisocial behaviour outside. But the two main provisions that are going to be added is the begging and the rough sleeping, so sleeping in public, which is extremely broad. Who can be caught by that? Someone falling asleep outside, will they be moved on? Or will they be judged because of symptoms that police think are associated with being homeless? Again, coming into that discretionary point. So, yeah, I'm annoyed and I'm angry.
All right, well, we're coming to the end of our time. I've got a couple more minutes if you want to talk about your organisation, Sunday Blessings, if you want to introduce it.
Sunday Blessings is just a small community group that works for our street whānau on a Sunday and a few other days. We originally started through rescuing quality kai from around Auckland and redistributing it. We've got three core purposes: to reduce quality food waste ending up in landfill, to ensure our street whānau are not hungry on a Sunday night, and number three, we like to campaign for law and policy change that ensures that food is a human right. We allow students to come and do their Jiki Bedenbrewer with us. We are partners with heaps of awesome organisations and schools. We've been around for 9 years, and I'm slowly starting to move out of that space and handing it over to the EPIC organisation called Fair Food, so I can legal protections kind of space for our street whānau. But yeah, that's Sunday Blessings.
And do you have any final things you want to leave with our listeners, a reminder maybe about your event?
Yeah, at the event there's also going to be a submission writing space. And I just need to remind everyone that this law is just a proposal. So a soft version of the Move On Orders has already been happening using the provisions of the Summary Offences Act 1981 that I spoke about around disorderly behaviour. But this harder version that arrests for sleeping in public and begging, that has not even been made into a bill yet. So strategically, there's a few ways the public can get involved. You can start preparing yourself through practicing how to write submissions. So you can come down to our event from 6:15 at the Alan Marble Centre, or you can start at 5 o'clock at the rally and take the hui down to us. You can get educated and you can learn what you can do to help our street whānau who are actually already experiencing arrest now. And you can join groups that are already doing epic work in this space and just be part of the movement. But yeah, there's people have to remember that it's not in law yet. A soft draft version of the bill has not been shared with the public. So there will be a few steps before this bill actually comes into force, and there'll be different ways that people can help, whether it's through Parliament or whether it's on the ground or whether it's through recording every single arrest of our street whānau that you see and uploading it to 105. And this weekend on Sunday 29th of March at Alan Marble Centre, there's going to be an education panel on that and what members of the public can do, what our street whānau can do to keep them safe, and just where this all is all at in terms of process.
All right, so 5 till midnight in Tamaki Makaurau on Sunday, this Sunday. Thank you very, very much for joining me, Danielle.
Not a problem. Thanks for calling.
That was co-founder of Sunday Blessings, Danielle Galay, about the Day of Action protest this Sunday against the move-on orders.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.